Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets with Dog Days number 17. Been talking about the big three, right? Newsletter, seminars, and consulting. And we've been talking about publishing a lot, and not only how publishing has changed and what you publish and how you publish it has changed and is continuing to change, but also how do you find this audience for something that you have published, the self-publishing coming on into the fore. Going to move on to seminars, and ironically, it seems to be that seminars have changed in the electronic world, and I'll certainly have some things to relate to that in my own life, but it's kind of similar in a way what happens with some seminars to what goes on with or what went on with newsletters back in the day. Remember I talked about how newsletters, the less paper you sent them, the more money you could charge them. It was more, you know, useful information, at least in theory, right? And so they were willing to pay you more money. And sometimes it could be condensed down into just a few pages, and that was going to get you a whole lot more money, but they give you the telephone book for free. Well, there's something of a similar kind of a thing that happens with seminars. For people who deliver live seminars, there is a element of their, you know, a certain amount of the seminars that are delivered live are designed to get you to do something with them, to give them money, but it's not exactly the same relationship. It's not like the less information you deliver, the more you can charge for it. It's really kind of strange. There is a couple of seminar companies here in the Kansas City area, and we'll talk about them over the next few episodes probably here. Notice how I've given up. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about the next thing. A couple of them in the Kansas City area. Paget Thompson is kind of the prototype. It is one of the first people, Mr. Paget, Mr. Thompson. I forget their first names. I have a relative who used to work for them, and he used to always call them by their first names when we talked about them. But I forget their first names, but they actually were some of the first people to go out and deliver business seminars to people and kind of paved the way. You know, they were the early people who blazed the trail, as it were, for business seminars. There's another large one here, headquartered in Kansas City area, Fred Paget, and you may be familiar with these names, Paget Thompson and Fred Pryor. Sorry, Paget Thompson and Fred Pryor, and those are seminar companies, right, that are, you know, reasonably well known within the business community in the United States. Fred actually originally worked for Paget Thompson. These little things that you find out when you had somebody who's on the inside, right? And then he struck out on his own and has made quite a success of it. The interesting thing about those seminars is, and I had a little bit less of this, although I have attended a Paget Thompson seminar or two through the years, and I did notice this happening. And that is that for a lot of these seminars, if not all of them, there are collateral materials. There's products that you are selling to the people who have paid you to come to the seminar. So they're paying you to come to the seminar to give you information. And in addition to that, there's this book that will add to and continue on with the kind of things that we're talking about here. So it's an interesting concept. They pay you to come, and you can make even more money selling to them. Obviously, this is a 1-2 punch on finding your audience, right? Whatever audience you have found that is going to come to this seminar is also then going to be willing to buy more information from you, even though you're not there live delivering it to them. And that one certainly always seemed like an interesting story in terms of the finding your audience. You have really found a good audience. Now, in regards to that, once you've gone to a Paget Thompson, I have no idea how Pryor works. I've never gone to one of his, but Paget Thompson seminars, if you went to one back in the day, you got letters, you got mail from them once a week about new ones.